And welcome, my friends, to the second hour of this special edition of the Cool Jazz Set. We're celebrating the artistry of the great pianist and composer, Bill Evans. This is the Cool Jazz Set. We originate every week at this time from the University of Richmond at 90.1 on your FM dial. And we're streaming on the web at WDCE.org. Our shows are all recorded, as is tonight's, and will be available on our website tomorrow. Go there to CoolJazzSet.com and click on radio shows, and you will see both of tonight's one-hour segments, as well as about 100 hours of shows early. I keep them up for almost a year, so enjoy as much as you would like. And let's see, a warm welcome, by the way, to some other stations that are carrying the Cool Jazz Set, WYAP, FM in Clay, West Virginia, KDUP, FM in Surprise Valley, California, the Geneva Community Radio in Geneva, New York, and our newest station, Neopa Community Radio in Canton, Ohio. And they stream at www.neopa, that's N-E-O-P-A.org. And always a hearty welcome to our regular listeners, and thanks for your calls. We're not taking requests tonight because this is a special edition, and we're trying to cover as much of Bill Evans' music as we can. And we're going to do something now, and you may not have heard this, but in 1993 or two, Bill Evans was a guest of Marion McPartland on Piano Jazz, and I thought you'd like to hear just a little bit of that. So here's Marion and Bill.
That's beautiful. Thank you. Waltz for Debbie.
Waltz for Debbie.
Unlike I ever heard it before.
That's yes?
Yeah.
That's the original. That's more or less the original version, written when I was just out of the Army. I was about 24 years old.
That's probably your best known tune, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, surprisingly enough. And the only one that I play and have recorded that I wrote earlier than that is Very Early, which I wrote when I was in college. Then I had 3 years in the Army. Came Waltz for Debbie, and being so early on, it's surprising.
How do you feel that your playing has changed since you first started? Is it deliberate or is it just happening to change?
Well, it's deliberate, but I stay along the same lines, but I try to get a little deeper into what I'm doing. As far as that kind of playing goes, I think maybe my left hand is a little more competent, and of course, I worked a lot on inner things happening, like inner voices I've worked on. And as far as the jazz playing goes, I think the rhythmic construction of the thing has evolved quite a bit. Now, I don't know how obvious that would be to the listener, but the displacement of phrases and, you know, the way phrases follow one another and their placement against the meter and so forth is something that I've worked on rather hard. And it's something I believe in. It has little to do with trends. It has more to do it has more to do with my feeling about my basic conception of jazz structure and jazz melodies and the way the rhythmic things follow one another. And so I just keep trying to get deeper into that. And as the years go by, I seem to make some progress in that direction and do some things which please myself, and I know what's happening, even if nobody else does.
Well, that's the main thing. Yeah. I think a lot of people forget that. They're so busy looking around to see what the new thing is that quote, they are all talking about, whoever they are, you know, that they forget to do what you're talking about, which is doing things to please yourself and engineer your own growth.
Yeah.
And
we must look at it as an art. I mean, otherwise we're going to get so confused, because there are a million things you can do, and so you just have to perfect your own art, and hopefully there will be room for it. And I'm very thankful for the position I have and the freedom I have. And I just keep my focus, and I play what pleases me.
I wish you'd just show me what you mean about the displacement of the... Could you do that on that tune? Could you do a little bit of that? I mean, maybe I could play a bass line or something to help things along.
I could do it. I think I could illustrate that better on, say, All of You.
That's one of your great tunes, yeah.
I'll have to get into it a little bit, though.
Go ahead. Displaced it so much I couldn't find the place to come in. You looked at me and said, I was afraid. You know, I thought, boy, if I come in wrong, I'm going to throw this whole thing off.
Well, I filled it up an awful lot, too, and maybe pushing a little hard to try to illustrate the point.
No, but you did. You know. But just, just one more little bit against the melody. This is it. That felt like swimming against the tide.
Yeah. Thank you.
And that's Bill Evans playing both Fender Rhodes electric piano and the Steinway Grand from his album Bill Evans From Left to Right. And that was a piece he wrote called The Dolphin. The orchestra was arranged and conducted by Michael Leonard. Here's Tony Bennett and Bill Evans from a 1975 recording they did, Young and Foolish.
Young and foolish. Why is it wrong to be young and foolish? We haven't long to be. Soon enough, the carefree days, the sunlit days go by. Soon enough, the bluebird has to fly. One day we fell in love. Now we wonder what we were dreaming of. Smiling in the sunlight, laughing in the rain. I wish that we were young and foolish again. Sunlight, laughing in the rain. I wish that we were young and foolish again.
And that was a nice piece from an album that Bill Evans did back in 62, album entitled Interplay. And, of course, that was You Go To My Head featuring Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Jim Hall, the guitarist, Percy Heath on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. Nice arrangement of that, too. Here's one of my favorite trios that Bill had. This is with young Scott LaFaro and Paul Modian on drums, LaFaro on bass, of course, from his album, Bill's album entitled Explorations on the Riverside label. And this is How Deep Is the Ocean? And you might be interested, that recording was done. Bill Evans left the Miles Davis Group in 1958, and following that, he turned to permanently leading his own trio, thereby influencing and enriching a whole course of contemporary jazz piano. This recording was made with his first group, and they had been together for a full year. And, of course, young Scott LaFaro was just an amazing person. Beautiful bass as well. So I thought you would like to hear that. We have another recording I think you would enjoy, too. Phil Palumbi is a good friend. He's a marvelous bass player up in New York and is a big fan, probably the biggest fan I know of Scott LaFaro, and has written books and transcribed his solos, and has done a tremendous amount of work on the Scott LaFaro's work, his recordings. He has an album that I want to play some of from now called Re, The Person I Knew, a tribute to Scott LaFaro. And Phil is playing Scott LaFaro's bass, which was restored because Scotty was in an accident and his bass was badly burned. But in any case, it was restored by Barry Colstein up in New York, a great luthier. And it's been used once or twice by, I think, someone else did was able to borrow it as well. But I know that Phil Palumbi does use it occasionally, and he does on this album. And I thought you'd like to hear the trio with Don Friedman on piano, Elliot Zygman on drums, and Phil Palumbi is the bassist. And this is Bill Evans' Turn Out the Stars. Thank you. And that was a nice trio album, a quintet album, but it featured a trio on that. That was from Bill Evans' quintet album, Quintessence. And it was a 1975 recording. Ray Brown was the bassist on that, by the way, and Philly Joe Jones, the drummer. The second time around, I thought you would like to hear Bill Evans and Ray Brown. Kind of cool. Okay, let me tell you about something really nice that happened back in 2001. The International Society of Bassists has its annual convention every year. In fact, it's this year, the first week in June, at Colorado State University at Fort Collins, Colorado. But in 2001, it was at Butler University, and there was a special tribute to Scott LaFaro done there. And my good friend Bill Mays was nice enough to put this together. He's the pianist and arranger and did a beautiful job on this. And we were able to get three of the bassists that played with Bill Evans there. One was Eddie Gomez, Mark Johnson, and then, of course, Chuck Israels. So this is I think you'll find this interesting. And it's a live recording, so I'm going to play this for you and see what you think.
Thank you. Let's welcome back Chuck Israels, Mark Johnson, Eddie Gomez, Bill Mays, and Tim Fronsek.
Remembering Bill Evans, I wanted to add a personal recollection while we're getting in place here. I heard Bill for the first time in 1968 at Shelley's Manhole in Hollywood. I was living in San Diego. I drove up to hear him. And it was the most memorable musical evening of my life at that point. And I was so in awe of him, I followed him from the club at the end of the night as he walked up the boulevard to the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel, and wanted so much to say something, but also wanted to accord him his privacy, so I wrote a note and left it with the desk clerk at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel. The next time I saw him, it was a strange booking, and I had a two-piano band with Alan Broadbent at Diamante's in North Hollywood, and some strange booking came about that had Bill in there as a solo, the main act, of course, and my two-piano quartet opened for him this weekend. And so I was so anxious to pick Bill Evans's brains about music that whole weekend, but he wasn't having it. He had just gotten into photography at that time, as I had, so we spent all of our breaks that two-night weekend talking about f-stops and film and developing fluid and the like. A fond remembrance. We're going to take two pieces of Bill's. The first, not often heard, not often played. It's called Your Story, and then do Perry's Scope.
Thank you.
That was a wonderful bass convention, 2001 at Butler University, and that program was the feature of the Saturday night event, The Bassist of Bill Evans, A Tribute to Scott LaFaro. And that was, of course, Bill Mays on piano, and he wrote the arrangements, Tim Fronczak on drums, and bassists Eddie Gomez, Mark Johnson, and Chuck Israels. And what a good time we had. That was a really fine, fun week. Well, let's see, we got time for just a little bit more. Here's another nice recording from 1961 from the album Waltz for Debbie. And this is Bill Evans on piano, Scott LaFaro on bass, Paul Modian on drums, and this is My Foolish Heart. And that last recording was, of course, Bill Evans on piano, Scott LaFaro on bass, Paul Modian on drums, My Foolish Heart from the 1961 album Waltz for Debbie. I hope you've enjoyed tonight's program. It was a celebration of the artistry of the great composer and pianist Bill Evans. And you've been listening to The Cool Jazz Set. I'm your host, Paul Pierce. Tonight's show is recorded. It will be available tomorrow at our website, which is CoolJazzSet.com. Just go there and click on radio shows, and you can catch both of tonight's one-hour segments. And they're downloadable if you'd like to do that. Listen at your leisure. We leave them up for just about a year. So I hope you'll be able to do that and enjoy. And I hope you've had a nice weekend. It's been beautiful out there. Flowers are coming out. People are wearing shorts again. It's spring is here. Well, let me say thanks for listening. And I hope you'll be with us next week for more great modern jazz. Modern jazz with taste. Until then, please take care, and thanks for listening.